Today's show is brought to you by the Free Space and Bingo, the world's first participation trophy.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Good morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
Looks like you're ready to go back to work.
You want to go back to work?
When do you go back to work again?
Monday's good for me.
Well, that's great. Great.
Because today is Monday.
It's Monday.
Monday's not good.
Monday's fine.
It's a perfect way to start the day.
Turn the radio on.
Welcome to the show.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks.
Mount up.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get the live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. The podcast is a repack of all the segments that we do during the live show, and that usually drops around noon, Monday through Friday, and you can get that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You got to throw in the VA, the Mike Show VA, and you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. There's a link to the podcast. And if that's not enough for you, you can also go on over to our Facebook, at The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. And that you can watch the show segments on our Facebook Live. And that handle, The Mike Show VA, works for Instagram, YouTube, works for Twitter, X, whatever. It works for MySpace and your place and my face and your place. What? All the things at The Mike Show VA. Monday edition. It's beautiful out. It's supposed to be warmer. No, we're not going to check in with Chief Meteorologist anything. What are we going to do? Oh, yeah, coming up. We've got, of course, your five random facts. Of course, your stupid criminals in the news. And we're going to talk eggs. Eggs are so expensive. How expensive are they? They're so expensive. Realtors are offering free eggs with the purchase of a home. All right. Well, we'll delve into this. I wonder if it's our buddy Marty. He had chickens. I don't know if he still has them or not. Anyway, so we've got that plus our top list. Top other crazy things people would probably do for free eggs. All right? That's all on the way. Ula is going to be joining us. And here, let me pull up the deets. What do they got going on real quick? Good thing it's real quick. Good thing it's real quick. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay. Ula is going to be joining us from Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra along with David Glover. They're going to talk about Cirque de la Symphonie. That show is coming up, and we're going to learn all about it right here on this very fine broadcast. Yeah, and of course your five random facts. I said that. Five random facts and not headline news and all the things. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Now this important message from the Easter Bunny.
Hi, Peter Cottontail. Easter's still a little ways away, but it may not even happen this year. The government has cut our funding, ICE showed up, and many of our worker bunnies have hopped down the bunny trail, as it were, and the hens who produce our Easter eggs have succumbed to the bird flu. That's why I created the Easter Fund, Eggs and Sweet Treats Emergency Relief Fund. Get it? It's mine.
Save Easter. Donate to the Easter Fund.
Of course, due to DE&I restrictions, we won't be able to offer a variety of colored eggs this year, just white. Just white eggs.
It's time to put all your eggs in one basket.
Yep. It's the Mike Show.
Donate to the Easter Fund today.
Hi there. Eggs. Expensive. I don't know. They're so expensive. Realtors are offering free eggs with the purchase of a house. Just, like, how many? Like, a carton? Free eggs for life? Explain, Lucy. Well, I will. There's a video going viral online where someone shows a for sale sign outside a home. There's the usual photo of the realtor, but there's also an added sign above that says, free eggs with purchase of home. It's clearly a playful joke, at least we assume, but it's unclear if it's the realtor having some fun, the homeowner, or a TikToker. The free eggs sign seems like it's lower quality than the for sale sign. Let me see if I've got a picture of this. I might have a picture of it. No, I'm not going to subscribe. Sorry. No, guys, I don't have a picture of it. Anyway. Lower quality than the for sale sign, but it does seem to be properly affixed to the post. It isn't just taped on to the other sign. Also, the woman in the video claims she was just driving by when they saw it, but who knows. In any event, it is a funny thought. Free eggs with the purchase of a house. So that got us thinking about other crazy things people would probably do for free eggs, okay? In fact, buying a house is tame compared to anything on today's list. Top other crazy things people would probably do for free eggs. Here we go. Number one. Have a baby with Elon Musk. Top things people would probably do for free eggs. Date a guy with a man bun. Sit next to the emergency exit on a Boeing. Listen to Aaron Rodgers philosophize. Top other things, other crazy things people would probably do for free eggs. Sit through a Cars for Kids commercial. hire Christy Gnome to dog sit. I got the pronunciation right. Did I? Let me double check. Otherwise, I might have to edit this or look stupid. Say, all right. Now pronounce. Where's our Pronouncify lady? Pronounce. There's our Pronouncify lady.
Christy Gnome.
Yeah, I got it right. Christy Gnome.
Christy Gnome.
top other things. Crazy things people would probably do for free eggs. Eat anything prepared by RFK Jr. top other crazy things people would probably do for free eggs. Leave their husband alone with Ariana Grande. And top other crazy things people would probably do for free eggs. Go shooting with Alec Baldwin. Yeah. It's The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by something I would definitely put in my mouth. Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is National Tortilla Chip Day. If you don't like them, then it's Nacho Day. The SAG Awards went down last night. The top honor went to Harrison Ford's face. According to a new study, most parents have a favorite child, especially ones named Ivanka. And today is World Bartender Day, which reminds me about a termite that goes into a bar, sits on a stool, looks around and asks, "So where is the bartender?" This is not headline news.
Oh, good Lord. The Mike Show, that was the worst. Nice view. Tower cam position number 4, looking at the river. Oh, the fountain's on again. Cool. Anywho's, it's going to be nice. It's going to be warmer today. I don't know what the forecast is. I don't have a meteorologist anymore. All right, happy I Hate Cilantro Day. It's not me. I actually like it. Technically, I hate Coriander Day. The leaves are cilantro and the seeds are coriander. But most of the world says coriander for both. It's the same. It's a food some people love and some people hate. I actually like it. There's a genetic thing where it can taste like soup. An Instacart survey found 13% of us can't stand cilantro. So in the spirit of that, what's a food most people love but you hate? This was on BuzzFeed. Here are 5 popular foods people were asked about on the online poll. Let's go from the bottom up. Ramen. 4% hate it. Burritos. Burritos. 4% hate burritos. Popcorn. 4% hate it. 41% said it's just okay. Sushi. I love sushi. 18% of those surveyed hate it. And then a cheeseburger? 5% hate them. Another 25% said they're just okay. I had a great cheeseburger down in Danville over the weekend. We did the couples game at Ballad Brewing, and then I went up the street to a place. If we can get them as a sponsor, I'll be happy to talk them up. If they become a sponsor. At this point, I'm almost $100 in. Well, not really. Well, hey, I mean, yeah, I'm almost $100 in to them, where I paid them, and they haven't paid me. No, I didn't pay $100 for a burger. I digress. We got a gift card to use as one of the prizes for the event. So anyway, so yeah, we played the couples game down at Ballad Brewing on Saturday, and then I stayed over Saturday night down there. Had a great night's sleep, but Jerry the cat has me. Well, it wasn't a full night's sleep because Jerry the cat has me so trained that at 3 a.m. literally 3 a.m. on the dot, he wakes me up at the house and demands that I feed him. And so I do, although last night I was very upset with him because he not only woke me up at 1:30, then he proceeded to, and I fed him at 1:30, and then he proceeded to wake me up yet again before 3. So his internal clock was all messed up. And I was very cross with Jerry the cat. Anyway, we digress. We made up. He came back up and snuggled. All right. Yeah. So I stayed over, but I ended up waking up at 3 a.m. in the hotel, and I could not get back to sleep. So I puttered around for about 2 hours, and then finally fell back to sleep. Got up in plenty of time to check out and all that. And grab my gear from Ballad and then head back. All right, coming up, what are we going to do? Oh yeah, we're going to we have 5 random facts. That's all on the way. We also have stupid criminals, and we've got Audio Vault. It sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. Ula is going to be joining us from the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. We're going to be talking about their upcoming show. That and so much more on The Mike Show. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They've got the United Way 5K on the runway coming up. Get your tickets now. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, our bodies typically get about 20% of the water they need from the foods we eat throughout the day, or are supposed to eat. Watermelons are 92% water, but there are several fruits and vegetables that actually have more, that are more hydrating, including cucumbers, 96%, iceberg lettuce. How do you say cucumber? 96%. Iceberg lettuce, 96%. Celery has 95% water. Radishes, 95%. Tomatoes at 94%. And zucchini at 94%. Number two, there was a team that only lasted one game in the NFL. It was the Tonawanda? Kardex Lumberman from Tonawanda, New York. Is that Tawanda? Let me get a pronunciation on this real quick. I apologize for derailing the segment, but I really want to get a pronunciation. Let's see if it's our Pronounceify lady. Here it is.
Tonawanda.
Tonawanda, I got it right. It must be.
Tonawanda.
It must be French. No, I know it's Native American. The Tonawanda Kardex Lumberman from Tonawanda, New York, joined the NFL in 1921. They lost 45-0 to the Rochester Jeffersons and then disbanded. Number three, the Guinness World Record for the most keys removed from a key ring by a parrot is 22 in 2 minutes. Parrots are so smart. Number four, we spoke of cheeseburgers before. I spoke of cheeseburgers before. And now, we'll talk about them again. Number four, the cheeseburger was invented in 1926 at a restaurant called the Right Spot, R-I-T-E, Spot, in Pasadena, California. The owner's 16-year-old son randomly threw cheese onto a patty on the grill, and then they added it to the menu and called it a cheese hamburger. And then number five, how do you pronounce these things? Anytime your food has carmine, C-A-R-M-I-N-E, or how do you pronounce that? Lord, I'm terrible at this. How to pronounce? Okay. Oh, it's a Pronouncify lady again.
Cochineal.
Cochineal. Okay. Anytime your food has carmine, cochineal extract, or natural red 4 in its ingredients, it means the color comes from crushed up bugs.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
Yep, it's
cochineal.
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 I said cochineal. It's the Mike Show. So irritated. Coming up, we have an interview. Ula is going to be joining us from Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. I believe David is as well. We're going to get to the bottom of their latest show that is coming up. You can get your tickets. We'll tell you how. That and so much more is on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition, and we've got Ula and David from Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. Great. How's it? How's everybody doing?
Fantastic. It's a Monday morning, and you know.
It is Monday. It really is Monday. We thank you for taking some time and joining us today. You have some upcoming performances that we want to get the word out and get some tickets sold. Something really, really cool that this is like when you think symphony orchestra, it is not stuffy. It is a show. Check this out. Man, oh, man, you do not want to miss this. There will be flying acrobats right there. Cirque de la Symphonie. And who wants to talk about that?
Sure, I can do that. This is just so much fun. It's so much fun for us to be on stage with, and it's so much fun in the audience. Yes, we've got aerial artists, we've got acrobats, we've got quick change artists, like, you know, all sorts of things you would expect to see with acrobats and at a circus. And it's all going to be backed up by a live full symphony orchestra playing some of, you know, the favorites from the classical repertoire, things like Carmen and Swan Lake, as well as music from the movies. We've got music from Harry Potter and Superman. So it's going to be awesome musical selections and just a visual treat to see all of this talent come together.
How was this show to come up with the list of music and score?
So it's a collaboration between myself and the folks at Cirque de la Symphonie, because they have certain pieces that they found work really well with different acts. So there's sort of a list of things to select from. And then I made a few suggestions too, and they choreographed the music that I wanted us to do.
Well, very, very cool. That's wonderful. So this is going to be a treat. This is at the Academy Center of the Arts. You can get your tickets at academycenter.org. And what is the, I see on the screen, but for our audio listeners, what is the date and all that?
Yep, it's Saturday, March 1st at 7:30 p.m. And you can either go to the Academy's website, or you can also go to just anytime if you want a quick, easy way to find the link. Just go to www.lynchburgsymphony.org.
Okay.
And we have a current season link, and you can find all kinds of information on our website about what we're up to. So.
Very, very cool. So this is one, but then you've got many, many other things that are going on throughout the year. Let's talk about the next upcoming show.
Our next show is going to be on Saturday, May 17th, and we are bringing home Virgil Moore, who grew up in Lynchburg, went to the Lynchburg City Schools. In fact, he was in school with my children, so this is a really special event in my mind because I remember him as a little boy, and he is really putting Lynchburg on the map. People may not know that he is currently studying for his master's degree in violin performance at the Juilliard School. And so it's pretty amazing. He's very obviously very talented, and we're looking forward to having him back as a featured soloist.
Well, that is fantastic. And the date on that is May 17th. And you can get your tickets again if you go to Lynchburg Symphony's website or Academy Center of the Arts website, academycenter.org. You can get tickets to that.
Yep.
Very cool. And then you've got your gala that's going to be coming up as well.
Well, actually, that just happened.
Oh, okay.
Told David and I look kind of tired today.
It's okay.
It just happened on the 15th. I mean, we had a little bit of time to recover, but yeah, we had an amazing.
Okay. All right. So here, let's go back in time.
Yep.
And you just had your gala. Tell us how that went.
Well, David put together an amazing program for that gala. So the people that were in attendance had a real treat. They got to see a whole dinner concert with various little ensembles that kind of popped up in different places around the venue. We had about 120 people in attendance, and it was just a great event to showcase the symphony and what we can really do and to develop some community support for all of our programs. So, and it was very successful. We were very happy.
Very, very, very cool. Check out Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. This community is just so rich in things to do and culture and entertainment, and you combine all those in. And if you've never been, if you've never seen the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra or heard them, David, tell us about the Symphony Orchestra. Tell us about the quality of musicians that you have.
Sure. We are just so proud of how the orchestra is doing, how the orchestra is sounding. Our orchestra is made up of about 2/3 people from Lynchburg and about 1/3 from people from surrounding towns, Roanoke and Charlottesville. And it's a 100% professional orchestra. So our musicians are faculty at Liberty and University of Lynchburg. They teach in the city schools. They teach privately. They play other gigs and weddings and opera on the James and all sorts of performances around town. And we just have an amazing community of musicians around us. If you come here to this orchestra, you will be amazed at the power and the passion that comes out of our orchestra.
That's tremendous. For the Cirque de la Symphonie, Ula had mentioned, and I forgot to mention this during that portion, but the Academy Center of the Arts has created a special drink for that show. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we are very thankful and proud of our partnership with the Academy Center of the Arts. We are a resident company of the Academy, which we are a separate organization, and we do all of our own funding. But what that allows us is kind of first dibs on dates for the venue, and we get a substantial discount on our venue cost. But also the Academy this time, I asked them if we could get, I had noticed that there were special cocktails for some productions. So I talked to your friend Tabitha, Mike, and asked her if it was possible for us to get a special cocktail. And they have come up with the Symphony. Oh gosh, I keep forgetting the name of it. The Symphony Sipper or something like that. But it's starry and sparkling wine or something. And there's going to be a circus straw, and there's going to be a cotton candy topper on it.
Cotton candy topper.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. It's an adult drink, so don't give it to the kids. It's the Cirque de la Symphonie. That's that show is coming up on March 1st, 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets. Visit the Academy Center of the Arts website or the LSO website for more information. Guys, thank you so much for taking some time today. We really appreciate you, and we appreciate everything that you do for our community.
Thank you so much for having us and helping us to get the word out. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Happy to do it. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have more sounds. We're going to put them in your ear holes lovingly. It's Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, due to a decline in foot traffic and after recent closings of many of their restaurants, Hooters may be filing for bankruptcy. We've got a spokesperson here to speak on their behalf as one of the girls from Hooters.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Cheyenne, from Hooters. Okay, so y'all might have heard that we have to declare bankruptcy, which is sad because I think we're the best restaurant ever. Leave it to Hooters to have rumors bouncing around the internet when I don't think we're sagging in sales. Our man boss, Tom, is always keeping us abreast of our situation, and he says we're far from bust. He told me and the other girls, Portia, Sierra, Tacoma, and Silverada, to stay perky with our chests high. So we're going to stay real positive because for us Hooters girls, our motto is yes, we can. Yep. See y'all soon.
Okay. All right. We're less than a month from the beginning of spring. Fashion experts say it's time to rid yourselves of something that's been out of style since 2023. Camouflage. So stop dressing as something you're not, like military or a hunter, unless you are. Fashionistas. Let's see. Let's go to viral videos. Somebody in Buffalo, New York was about to buy some snakes from a vending machine and then saw a note on it that said, mouse in machine. And sure enough, there was a cute little mouse in there. Would you still buy something from it? Snakes? You would buy snakes from a vending machine? I am so confused. Listen to this.
So, I'm here to get some food and... Hello, mouse and machine. Dude, can I get a Cheetos? Give me my snacks.
You gotta come up with a better vending machine.
Hey, yeah, little buddy.
This is what you gotta do.
This is ridiculous.
And he's just chilling. He don't know.
He's just chilling. He don't care.
Okay, I am reading this, okay? And it says S-N-A-K-E-S. That's snakes. Snacks would be a C-K. Am I right? Am I just tripping? Yep, snake. That's what it says on the description for this video. Back it up. Someone in Buffalo, New York was about to buy some snacks. That makes a lot more sense. From a vending machine, and then saw a note on it that said, mouse in machine. And sure enough, there was a cute little mouse in there. Would you still buy something? Here he is along with his buddies. Play it.
So, I'm here to get some food and... Hello, mouse and machine. Dude, can I get a Cheetos? Give me my snacks.
You gotta come up with a better vending machine.
Hey, little buddy.
This is what you gotta do.
This is ridiculous.
And he's just chilling.
He don't care.
Yeah. Okay, so that mouse is eating all the snacks. So if you put snakes in the machine, I think the snakes would take care of the mouse. Anyway, good Lord. Come on, guys. Then there's this Canadian guy in a BMW, a BMW, posted a video on the right way to merge onto the highway. Here, listen.
Pay attention on how to merge onto the highway. So you're going to be doing at least the speed limit, not crawling under speed limit, not making other people break. Pay attention. See that? No issues. You step on it, speed limit, 510 above speed limit, you merge with no issues whatsoever. Stop holding up traffic, mind your damn business in the right lane. Very simple, folks.
Okay, I'm actually going to agree with that guy. Let's skip that. We're going to use those for stupid criminals. How about this guy? A 46-year-old man in Pennsylvania won a $57,000 jackpot at a Pennsylvania casino earlier this month. But he won't get it because he has a gambling problem, and he had previously banned himself from the casino. Now, okay, so I guess my question right off the bat is, if this guy banned himself, then he shouldn't have been allowed to play at all. But they let him play, so shouldn't he still get the money? I'm so confused. Here's Doug Harbach of the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board explaining what the self-excluding ban is all about.
They have an option of 1 year, 5 years, or a lifetime ban. It is enforced if they enter a casino while on the list, with penalties for trespassing, and that includes a fine, and also forfeiture of all winnings achieved during the visit.
Okay, so shouldn't they have just, you know, checked his ID or something, and then, I don't know, I'm not a gambler, I don't go to casinos. Anyway, Florida man saw an alligator with a football in his mouth, and he had a crazy plan to help get it out. Here's Rick Green explaining what he wanted to do.
Well, I saw on our local Facebook page here for Ave Maria that someone had made a post about the alligator with the football stuck in his mouth. So I came over here. I thought perhaps I might have a little plan. If I could get close enough to it, I might be able to pop the football with a knife, deflate it, so the gator could then just spit it out and move on. But I tried to get close to him, and he just wouldn't let me anywhere close to him. So I told the wife about the plan, and she hated it.
Are you sure? SAG, Screen Actors Guild Awards, streamed last night on Netflix. Several of the winners quickly mentioned how heavy the actual word is. How heavy the actual award is. You guys with spelling today, this is ridiculous. Here are a couple examples from winners. Kieran Culkin and Demi Moore. Here, listen.
Thank you, SAG-AFTRA, for this incredibly heavy award. I don't think there's any way anyone can hold this for 45 seconds.
I'm going to pick it up just to see how heavy it is. Yeah, okay.
Wow. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We're going to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Since today is National Tortilla Chip Day, there's comedian Bob Marley sticking some in the dip.
You know what else is great about being married? Sometimes food will just show up. Like sometimes I'll be watching TV and she'll just come with food for me. She gave me chips and dip the other day. You ever eat chips and dip? That's like crack, isn't it? One bite and you're totally hooked. The minute they put the bowl of chips and dip in front of me, I hear nothing anybody else says. I'm like, oh, really? Everybody's voice is just like, okay, whatever. Do you ever pick up a little chip that doesn't look like it's going to make it through the dip? It's got like a little fault line in it. Do you ever stick it in the dip anyway because you're so confident of your chip dipping skills? Can you hear that awful noise? Oh, boy. I always run back to the bag and I get the big fat daddy rescue chip. Da, 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 da. I'll save you.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in dot news. Well, then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by, no, not chips, Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. Okay. It's only deja vu if you remember it, right? Some idiot in Olympia, Washington got two DUIs in two nights after crashing his car in the same place twice. A woman called 911 last Sunday at 9:47 p.m. after the guy crashed into her parked car. She said he seemed drunk, and he was. A breathalyzer clocked him at 0.31, almost four times the legal limit. Police arrested him, released him the next day. Then, a few hours later, he did it again in the exact same spot.
Go!
At the exact same time. How? Police were dispatched to the same intersection at 9:47 p.m. again. The only difference was he didn't hit a car this time. He crashed into a tree stump in someone's yard. The same two police officers arrested him after he blew a 0.3. It's like Groundhog Day for this guy. The judge upped his bail to $50,000, and the sheriff posted about it on Facebook. He said he's not sure duplicate crimes like that have ever happened in the history of modern policing. Huh. Interesting. And then there's this. Are there any pictures of this? Anyway, a college kid in China.
Hello.
Hi. Is making headlines after he accidentally started a fire in his dorm while trying to hide his sex doll.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
From a roommate. He had his inflatable girlfriend out when his roommate came home, apparently. It's not clear if he was in the middle of loving.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
But he snuck her out into the hallway and tried to destroy the evidence by setting her on fire. The hallway filled with smoke, of course, which set off the alarm. So instead of his roommate finding out, everybody found out. So a security guard called the fire department. Luckily, no one was hurt, and it didn't cause a ton of damage except to the kid's reputation.
And so he's probably never getting lovin's again, either by Love Doll or anyone, I would imagine. And then, how about this? Earlier this month, thieves stole a backpack from a man in France, and his wallet was inside. Then they went to a corner store, used his credit card to buy cigarettes and a lottery scratch-off ticket. But that's where things get interesting. The thieves won a huge jackpot on one of the scratchers, which was worth more than $500,000. The cashier says they boasted about the win and were so excited they left without their smokes. No one has come forward with the winning ticket yet, which makes sense because it was bought with a stolen credit card, and the thieves would essentially be turning themselves in if they tried to claim the prize. So the owner of the backpack went to the press and is now offering to split the winnings with them. He's offering them a deal. He is offering to split the winnings with them if they give him back all his stuff. He says he'd decline to press charges and they'd get the other half of the jackpot. So this could be a sweet deal for them. The guy has a simple explanation. Here, let me... do we have audio on this? Here, listen.
The question is, unjust enrichment is an equitable doctrine that requires a party to make restitution to another if they've been enriched at the other party's expense. Would a court say the person who stole the money, the wallet, had they done that at the other party's expense? And I can see a judge going, yes, yes. In fact, the payment of the ticket was the other party's expense. Well, that's at their expense, and they've been enriched. There you go.
So that's lawyer Steve Leto answering whether the person that got their card stolen could, in theory, actually get the lottery winnings from the thieves. Now, this is a French story. Steve Leto is answering the question as if it happened in the United States, so we're not exactly sure of the legalities in France. But the thieves are on the clock. People only have 30 days from the date of purchase to claim their winnings. He is working with a lawyer who tells the thieves they, quote, risk nothing by coming forward, but technically it's unclear if they'd actually be able to take their share and just ride off into the sunset. Do we have another one? Any more? I thought we had some sound stuff. Skip that. Yeah. Police in Massachusetts are looking for a man that mistook a bar room for a bathroom and urinated all over the place. Police wrote in a social media post, not only is this disgusting, but it's also incredibly disrespectful to the staff and patrons.
So where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
I guess. All right, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. Which one? Let's do this story. A guy and his 12-year-old son got stranded overnight while hiking in Utah this month, and someone else's abandoned backpack saved them. I wonder if it was the French guys. Anyway, they found it sitting on the ground with water, blankets, flares, and a small tent inside. It turned out a 15-year-old kid named Levi left it behind when he got stranded and rescued from the same area last month. Maybe not go there anymore. I don't know. Here is Levi talking about his abandoned backpack there.
I'm insanely grateful that it could help them. That's what the backpack was intended for, was to help someone. I just thought that someone would be me.
All right, and there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have coming up their United Way 5K on the Runway. Get your tickets now. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We
are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.